westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Alpha, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. The Conservative Party of Canada elected pro-Bitcoin Ontario Member of Parliament Pierre Poilievre as the party's new leader on Saturday, and it wasn't even close. Poilievre garnered over 68% of the Conservative vote, way ahead of his closest rival, former Quebec Premier Jean Charest, who only managed to scrounge up 16% of total votes. Poilievre not only dominated in vote count, but was also the preferred candidate in almost every single electoral district across Canada. As the CPC's new leader, Poilievre is now poised to battle current Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for Canada's top job in the 2025 federal election. This means Canadians may have the opportunity to elect a pro-Bitcoin Prime Minister. That's a first in North American politics. Poilievre said earlier this year, government is ruining the Canadian dollar, so Canadians should have the freedom to use other money, such as Bitcoin. Poilievre, like most staunch Bitcoiners, does not seem to be a big fan of fiat currency. He has railed against the Bank of Canada for failing to temper runaway inflation. He also promised that under his premiership, he would fire the central bank's governor, audit the bank's activities, and stop the development of a central bank digital currency, also known as a CBDC. In other news, Starbucks is saying it will launch its official NFT rewards loyalty program tagged Starbucks Odyssey on Ethereum's Layer 2 Polygon network later this year. According to the announcement, the new loyalty program combines its existing rewards program and a non-fungible token platform where users can earn and buy NFTs that give them access to exclusive rewards. While built on the blockchain, Starbucks makes the reward system as simple as possible by obscuring the underlying technology. Starbucks Odyssey participants can log into the program with their loyalty program details. They can engage in interactive activities called journeys and earn NFTs called journey stamps. What if you just want some coffee? That's all I want is some coffee. Also, the coffee chain revealed that users could buy these NFTs with debit and credit cards. Well, it looks like somebody else at the table is saying, hey, we're in the coffee business. The firm did not provide information on the number of NFTs in the collection or the price of each NFT. The company has been working on its foray into Web3 for some time. In its Q2 earnings call, Chief Marketing Officer Brady Brewster said, quote, emerging technologies associated with Web3 and specifically NFTs now enable this aspiration and allow us to extend who Starbucks has always been at our core. I thought it was always a coffee shop. And the CEO of blockchain.com says its Cowboys marketing push is a long play. It's unclear how effective crypto collaborators with sports franchises will prove to be, but CEO Peter Smith says the firm is taking a long view. Game day tailgate activities traditionally include drinking beers and grilling foods, but the sponsorship deal between blockchain.com and the Dallas Cowboys has added setting up crypto wallets to the list of pregame activities. Yesterday was the Texas football team's season opener, and blockchain.com was in the midst of the fanfare with a booth looking to educate fans on crypto. The firm inked a deal with the Cowboys in April as part of a larger marketing push to onboard more retail users in the U.S. At the time of the deal, Smith said that the firm had gone from spending effectively nothing on marketing to making plans to spend around $50 million this year. But crypto markets have continued to tank since that deal closed, and industry insiders have mixed views on the growth of partnerships between crypto firms and sports teams. Still, Smith says the best time to build is in a bear market. And blockchain.com hasn't changed the percentage it plans to spend on marketing as a result of market conditions. Smith acknowledged that blockchain.com is playing a long game, saying he expects that the partnership will take years to pay off. Part of the plan is to repeatedly expose the large fan base of the Cowboys to the blockchain.com brand. That includes ads during the game, its tailgate education center, and QR codes on the back of stadium seats, among other tactics.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.